we got 109 teams in Class 1A that walked into the postseason to start the year. There are 16 teams left, and 8 of them will be heading down to the Casey Center starting next week. Two of those teams right here that have a chance are right in front of us with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and the St. Albert Saints here at Harlan High School. I'm Mason Neal, and joining me, Devin Dembinski. It is a regional final. This is the last step before you get to the ultimate prize, which is the state tournament down at the Casey Center in Des Moines. And we've got two teams, actually, from our area that are alive tonight and have chances in Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton and a Coon Rapids Bear. Devin, I mean, Coon's been there now the third straight year, but I think they're lucky and happy that it's not blue and white across the court.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you say, to be there the last 2 years and you play Newell Fonda, you lose in 24, 80-33, that hurts. You see them again the next year, you lose 71-40. You get to this game for a third straight year, you just want to see someone different. It's just a mentality at this point with those types of games. You just don't believe you can win. You look across at a very good St. Albert team, but it's not Newell Fonda. You think you got a chance to win this game now.
And it helps as well, because for Newell Fonda, you don't play a lot of common opponents with Newell Fonda. With St. Albert, Coon starts the year against Kemper. St. Albert finishes the year against Kemper. You have some film to kind of go off of. You have some stuff to kind of look at here. But the other thing you get to look at, St. Albert's, one of their losses as they come in at 20-3, is to that Newell Fonda team. So you can look at it and say, you know what, if Newell Fonda can beat them, maybe there's a chance we can beat them. But you look at that too, Newell Fonda is the best team in the state for Class 1A. But again, Coon mentality-wise, I think they've been saying it all year, we just want a chance, we just want a chance against somebody that is not Newell Fonda. But coming into tonight, I mean, stats-wise, it's going to look very similar. You got Ava Underwood for St. Albert, who's kind of what I would say Malia Clayburg is for Coon. 12 points, 11 rebounds, 2 blocks. When you look at Malia, 12.7 rebounds, 2 blocks. And then you got, you know, some point guards that can do some fun stuff. Eleanor Coughlin, 3.5 assists, 3.2 steals. Anna Hart, 5 assists, 4.9 steals. Both teams more than likely going to press, and they're going to press the life out of each other. This game, seriously, I think both coaches would be fine if they won this game 3-2 with the way that they play defense.
Absolutely. And the one stat that sticks out to me the most when you look at both teams' stats, Coon Rapids Bears, 154 fouls on the season. That's going to come with their aggressive defensive style. St. Albert, 137 fouls on the season. So I think the other key to this game is who can stay out of foul trouble. How do you keep your best players on the floor at all times? We had Malia Clayburg in their last game against Martinsdale St. Mary's. Missed most of the first half because of foul trouble. Tonight, you just can't let that happen. You have to stay on the floor.
I will say, Nick Briggs kind of put it best when Kemper and Wayne Christian played on Saturday. For Coon Rapids Baird, you're playing with house money. Not a lot of people, when you look at the records, you look at the stats, look and say, Coon is the better team. Coon's the team that should win. You're playing with house money. Go in there and play freely. Play like it is your last game, because every time in the postseason could be your last game. And when you look up across the board here, Ashton Clucky, Anna Hart, Maya Downing, Aubrey Hoffauer, Malia Clayburg, Ella Heidoff, Maddie Mason, you have a group of seniors in there as well with Katie Wiskus that I don't think any of them are ready to see the jersey come off and ready for their basketball career to kind of come to a close here at Coon Rapids Baird High School. So I think they're going to go out there and they're going to play with some fire. But you look across the board as well, there's a couple of seniors, including Ava Underwood and Adela Considine for the St. Albert Saints. They don't want to see their career come to a close. So it's going to be a dogfight for both teams.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for Coon Rapids Baird, you have these 8 seniors. They're trying to do something for the school that hasn't been done since 2009. And that's get to Des Moines, get to the state tournament. That is a big weight on their shoulder just to show that, hey, we can still do it at this school. Whereas, you know, St. Albert, they've been to the state tournament the last 2 years, and they're the defending state champions. So everyone on this team knows what it takes to get to Des Moines. They know what it takes to win in Des Moines. So it's going to also just be one of those mentalities that you have to get over. You got to get over that hump. And this team, that's kind of been their goal, especially since the start of the year, is we are going to get over the hump this year. Kind of a letdown season when you think about it with the eight seniors being 19-5. But you don't worry about that at this point. You just got to win.
I mean, everyone says it to me. Everyone's 0-0 going into the postseason. Both teams are undefeated now in the postseason, obviously. But St. Albert, I think that's the one clear edge. If you cut it down to just the basics, the one clear edge that St. Albert has is they've been there and they've done that. They've won regional finals. They've won games at the KC Center before Wells Fargo. They have been there and done that. So they might have a slight edge going into tonight's matchup. We're going to step away. We'll have our starting lineups coming back with the Mackey Motors tailgate up and next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Welcome back to probably one of the most storied floors and storied high schools in our area, Harlan High School, host of the Class 1A Region 3 Regional Final here on Kick 106.7. I kind of joke about that because, you know, when you look at especially boys sports, but sports in general at Harlan, this is kind of what they do is, you know, get to these levels of games. But tonight, two teams looking to make their bid to the state tournament coming up next week. The St. Albert Saints under head coach Richard Wetchingel in the Hawkeye 10. They are coming in at 20-3 on the season. Going to be starting a 5'8 junior in Sophia Denton, a 5'5 junior in Eleanor Coughlin, a 5'11 senior in Molly Wise, a 5'11 junior in Brooklyn Rutledge, and a 6-foot senior in Ava Underwood. The Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders looking for their first state tournament appearance since 2009. Coming in at 19-5 on the season under head coach Caitlin McAllister from the Rolling Valley Conference. They're going to be starting a 5-wide group of seniors for a 5'8 senior Ashton Clucky, a 5'6 senior Anna Hart, a 5'7 senior in Aubrey Hoffbauer, a 5'11 senior Malia Clayberg, and a 5'6 senior in Ella Heidoff. I know one name from that Coon Rapids Bear team in 2009, or at least close to 2009, Heidi Esdor. She was the one that had the assist record before this season, where Anna Hart broke that record going into, you know, kind of the middle of the year. But I talked about the season that they've had this year. Plenty of records have now come down off the walls for Coon. They have set records this year. They have found success in, you know, kind of the little ways that you wouldn't expect. You didn't expect them to come out and light the world on fire, number one team. But, I mean, them and Exire out of the Rolling Valley was a battle this entire year. They were 1A and a 1B. Exire kind of separated with those two wins. But Coon found success in the record books, especially this season.
Yeah, this could easily go down as the best group of athletes for girls to come through Coon Rapids Bayard in school history. You know, they might not have it necessarily wins and loss wise, but with the accolades that they've done individually and as a team, you could easily argue that this is the best group of athletes to come through.
And I got to give props to the people of the towns that, you know, Coon Rapids Bayard is made up of, with Coon Rapids and Bayard. They showed out tonight. They packed this gym on this side. I can barely even see the benches because of how many people are here in their red and black and white. But, you know, you look across, St. Albert brought some fans as well from the Council of Bluffs area. I've been to St. Albert's gym, very nice gym down there. But, I mean, you can just tell Coon Rapids wants this, and this is what they want to accomplish this year.
Yeah, like we were talking, you know, off the air, that this is, this school takes a lot of pride in their sports, and they're going to support them in these postseason runs. And then you look over at a St. Albert, and in a moment like this, they expect to win this game, so you're not necessarily going to get some of them casual fans to come to this game. Whereas Coon Rapids Bayard, you're going to have that casual fan come. And this might, for some of the fans, it might be their first girls' game of the season.
I tell you what, this is going to be a fun one. After tonight, only eight teams will be left in Class 1A for the girls here. You're listening live to the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. Coming to you live tonight as well from the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight. St. Albert, who came in at ranked number 3 in a Class 1A, and Coon Rapids Bayard, who came in at ranked number 11. So it'll be a barn burner of a game. We're going to go ahead and step away when we come back right after the national anthem. It'll be tip-off for our girls' regional final matchup here on KIPP 106.7.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their 8 lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams. More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Zyra is going to try and make their bid under head coach Tom Peterson to the state tournament. St. Albert got a pretty good student section here tonight. You saw them screaming Saints right after the national anthem there, and they kind of have that back and forth right now with Coon, and it'll be fun tonight. Both student sections are into it. Both fans are into it. That's the best type of basketball you got for the Crusaders and the Saints. Ava Underwood and Malia Clayburgh in the center circle, a old-fashioned H logo. Going to be separating them with a black line at half court. The Crusaders going to go to our right. The Saints. Want to call them the Eagles with the colors. Is Underwood going to take it? And they're going to get up to the top of the key with Hart guarding at the top. Working it across. Going to be a 2-3 zone now. Going to get back over to Underwood. She's going to skip pass over to the far side. Underwood drives in. They're going to work it back out. Almost steal away. Denton back over now. Rutledge gets it to the top of the key. They're looking inside at Underwood. Going to give her a matchup. Underwood gets past Clayburgh. Layup attempt up. No good. Off the rim. Rebound. Ripped away by Hart, and she'll dive for it and pass it off to Clucky, who finds Hoffbauer in the backcourt. Back over to Hart now. Anna going to dribble to her right. Gets all the way down off a screen from Hydeoff. Gets trapped in the corner. Finds Clayburgh, who drives inside over Underwood. No good. Rebound taken away this time by Rutledge. And she'll find her teammate Wise in the front court. Over to the far side for Coughlin. Inside for Underwood again. She spins back on the right and fouled by Clayburgh from behind. So Malia going to pick up her first of the ball game.
The scouting report for the Saints is that they're going to want to drive down and then feed it to their post player. And she's their leading scorer for a reason. And you can see that is exactly what they want to do. They want to get that ball down low.
56% for Ava Underwood coming into the season on 113 attempts. So there's 114th there. 1-0 Coon Rapids Baird trailing to start this ballgame. 7:10 to go on the clock. Clayburgh steps into the line, but the shot going through does not matter. So it is 2-0 St. Albert. Hydeoff in the backcourt finds Clayburgh. Back over to Hydeoff again. Back over to Clayburgh now. She's going to dribble up center court. Beats her defender there. It's a 3-on-2. Over to Hoffbauer. She fires up the corner three and got it. Aubrey Hoffbauer, corner three, knocking it down. And it's 3-2 Coon Rapids Baird. You heard this play explode. And we're just in the start of this game. Hart had a hand on the ball in the backcourt. Underwood on the outside now. Going to dribble to her right. Hart going to catch her. Underwood dribbles through. Short little runner up and makes it 4-3. That one, a bucket coming from Molly Wise, the junior picking up her first of the night. Clayburgh to Hart. Hannah going to work to her right, down the right sideline. Now center court, tries to find Hydeoff, goes over Hydeoff, and is stolen away by Rutledge. It's a 2-on-2. Rutledge driving to her left, going to be cut off by Hart, but Hart going to reach in and get called for the foul as she tried to use her hands to tip the ball upwards, but instead reaches and it gets part of the arm.
You know, Anna was in a good spot there. She could have, instead of going for a steal there, probably tried to take a charge. I don't know if the offensive player could have got out of the way enough. Great steal by Anna.
Hart going to work down, pass out to Hoffbauer. Hoffbauer at the top of the key now, finds Hydeoff on the outside, three-point shot up, and it's no good. She's going to follow her own shot, and the rebound going this time to Wise as they work it out. Ball in the hands of Coughlin, over to Underwood, who's going to drive baseline, gets cut off, throws it inside, and a kick ball going to be called on the Crusaders. Probably an open layup there if they don't get a foot on the ball, but a nice job from the Crusaders' defense to remain without a basket on the board.
Yeah, the Crusaders are doing a good job right now of stopping that ball from getting inside the paint.
Underwood going to go up and be blocked from behind. Hart going to pick it off of Clayburgh. She'll dribble up to the top of the key, setting up an offense now. Looks to her right, passes off to Hoffbauer, who beats her defender, and a travel going to be called on Aubrey Hoffbauer. Coughlin was behind her, and Hoffbauer just didn't put the ball down fast enough compared to, you know, putting her feet down.
Yeah, you can see on the offensive end, the Crusaders just need to calm down a little bit. It was good to see that first shot go in, but they're still just a little more high pressure than they normally are.
Rutledge on the left wing, guarded by Anna Hart, one of the best perimeter defenders in her area. Clucky goes up and steals it off the pass. Anna Hart, kick out to Hoffbauer on the right wing, finds Hart again. Top of the key, drives inside, goes up over the defense, no good. Clayburgh going to save it back into Clucky, open on the left wing, three-point shot up, no good. Rebound going to be taken away by Coughlin, and the Saints are a 3-on-2. Coughlin going to throw it over top to Rutledge. Rutledge, fadeaway shot, no good. Tipped up, and Coughlin and Clucky going to fight for it, and it's a jump ball, and it's staying on this end. But the Crusaders are going to get back into a defense here, and I tell you what, for 4-3 to start this game, both teams have looked real good on the defensive end.
Yeah, both teams are stopping the other team from doing what they want to do and what they do best.
And it looks like they're going to overturn the call of it being Saints ball, and it's now Crusaders ball. So a turnover going to be caused there off of the jump ball. Hart catches the inbound. It's going to be having it stolen away. Denton passes it off to Underwood, who drives. Layup attempt no good. Backside rebound tipped out by Underwood, and it's going to end up going back to the Crusaders. But ball security is going to be a huge thing tonight with both teams pressing and both teams playing solid defense. Inbounds going to Anna Hart, back to Malia Clayburgh. Clayburgh going to dribble down the right sideline, gets cut off on a double team, keeps her pivot foot, finds Hart now on the left wing. Hart dribbles inside, spin move out to Clayburgh. Pump fakes the three, drives in, Euro step, bumped on the way. Hydeoff clears the rebound, and it's on the floor as they're going to get it back out now to Rutledge. A lot of physicality in this game. Rutledge over to Underwood. Underwood, skip pass over now to the far side. Wise fires up the deep range three. No good. Underwood there to collect the rebound and got it to go. Excuse me, that's Rutledge that got it to go, but you got to box out if you're the Crusaders on that one. Hart dribbles through a double team, gets to the front court, bounce past the Hoffauer, out to Hideoff. Pump fakes the three, drives in. Short little jumper up on the way, got it to go. And Hideoff knocking it down, and it's 6-5 for the Saints. 4:20 to go in this first quarter. Three girls going to check in for the Saints at the next dead ball. Driving in, Underwood going to be caught by a foul. A couple of arms going across the body. We'll see where they call it on. And it looks like it'll be Ashton Clucky, who announced, I believe today, her plans to go play at Marshalltown Community College for volleyball.
Yes, so just we announced that today.
Congratulate her on, you know, the career she's had in a lot of sports, actually. Came over to the Crusaders team her sophomore year, I believe.
Yes. She wanted to play her freshman year at GR with her sister, Paige.
Has the bucket going up for Ava Underwood there on the left side. So it's 8-5, St. Albert. Anna Hart going to dribble down the left side, gets past the defender, drives in, is bumped on the shot, and they're going to call the foul eventually. A little bit late on the whistle. Darrington going to be the one to pick up the foul, and that'll send Anna Hart to the free throw line for the Crusaders. But you're seeing the whistle be really late because both teams are going to play with that physicality, and they're just going to say, you know what, play with the physicality. If it starts to get out of hand, we'll call you. But if not, this game is going to be one that's hard to play in. As Hart going to roll in the first one and roll it back out for the miss. 8-5, St. Albert. 4:03 to go here in this first quarter. Hart setting back up, and they're going to have somebody jump inside, but Hart going to knock down the free throw. The second time this game that we've seen somebody do that, and it's now 8-6 for the Saints. Crusaders in the backcourt, going to find Underwood. Underwood going to drive down the right side, bounce pass to the corner, three-point shot up on the way. No good, backside rebound by Coughlin. She'll kick it out, short jumper up on the way from the Saints. No good, rebound Clayburn. And Malia going to push it up the right side. She gets all the way down the sideline, has a defender on her. Layup attempt up, no good, but the foul going to be called. Nope, they'll call it charge. And Clayburn is going to be the one to pick it up. And that's her second. And you hear it from the Crusaders here. Clayburn goes up. Underwood may or may not have been sliding her feet to try and get in front of her, but they're going to call it a charge anyway, as Maya Downing going to check into the ballgame for Clayburn.
The thing you got to remember, though, with that charge is you're allowed as a defender to shuffle. You don't have to be feet planted, but you can't be. You have to be going the same direction.
You're going to have Coughlin dribbling through the defense, winding layup off the Euro step. No good. Rebound taken out, but stolen away by Anna Hart. And she'll dribble down the right side. Looks up the court. Clucky on the top of the key now. She'll fire it to the corner for Hideoff. Pump fakes the three. Hideoff driving. Runner up blocked on the shot by Ava Underwood. Comes in averaging two blocks, and she's got one to start the game. Underwood to the corner. They're going to work it out. Three-point shot up on the way from Pierce. Got it. Lexi Pierce got the three to go. She shoots 33% from behind the arc, and she knocks it down to give them the five-point lead and a timeout by head coach Caitlin McAllister. And it is 11-6. The Crusaders trail here to start this game. We're going to go ahead and step away with the timeout, 30 seconds, and we're back here at Harlan High School.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Coming to you live tonight from the Gatorade broadcast booth here at Harlan High School. A real good showing from both teams to start this game. 11-6 in favor of the Saints. Hoffauer going to throw it to the backcourt and find Hideoff. She's going to be guarded one-on-one by Pierce. Throws it back over to Hoffauer on the right wing. She'll drive, finds Hideoff after getting cut off. Then over to Anna Hart. Thought about the three. Drives inside off the left side. Shot up, no good, but the foul. And that would have been a huge one if she would have got it to fall, but just sails right over the rim as Pierce going to pick up her first foul of the ballgame. Hart going to go shoot free throw number 3 and 4 of this first quarter.
You can see the Crusaders still need to calm down a little bit in that offensive zone and just keep battling through this first quarter.
Both teams playing physical defense, so obviously, I mean, you're going to have to find your way to get to the line They're going to let a lot of the stuff go as Hart going to miss the second free throw. Hydoff going to try and chase it down. Darrington going to be trapped in the backcourt. They're going to find it over to the far side. In the hands now of Pierce again. Down low. They're working the 2-3 zone once again. Shot over to the far side. Pierce has made one already. Comes off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped in the air. And a jump ball once again. This one, I believe, is heading back this way. It'll stay on our left side for St. Albert. 11-7 in favor of the Saints here as they lead with 2:31 to go. Possession arrow now favoring the Crusaders. Inbound going to come this time from Larmy as she'll throw it in. And Darrington going to miss the shot, and it's going to be tipped by the Crusaders. I thought there was some arm on that one.
You could tell with Ashton's face that she knows she got away with a foul. She'll take a tip ball and giving it out of bounds, you know, still St. Albert ball.
Outside, they're going to find it over to Ryan now. Ryan to the far side. Pierce going to drive baseline. Cut off by Downing. Throws it up to the top now for Larmy. Working it across again to Pierce in the corner. Downing guarding her in that 2-3 zone. They're looking on the far side. Throws it inside for Underwood, who's going to be triple-teamed. Kick pass back out. A couple of Crusaders on him. Layup up no good there from Darrington, but the foul going to be called. And I tell you what, I mean, this one, physicality-wise, at an all-time high here. Devin, did you see who got the foul called on him? I was looking down right in there.
I believe that was on Ashton. Yeah, Ashton Klucky picking up her second foul. You know, we were saying before the game, you got to stay out of foul trouble. And now the Crusaders have two girls in the first quarter with two fouls. And they're two players that CRB needs. They need to be on the floor.
Amelia Eddy set to check in here for the Crusaders as both free throws going to go up and go down the same way, straight through the net. Is Eddy going to check in for Cluckier, the junior coming into tonight, averaging a rebound and a steal and 1 point per game. So not filling up the stat sheet, but, I mean, she's a hustle girl. Hart going to be double-teamed in the backcourt, finds Hoffbauer. Hoffbauer looks, finds Downing. Downing had it tipped. Underwood going to be the one to regain possession. She'll dribble down the baseline, and a double dribble by Underwood, so a turnover coming from Underwood. As it's only 13-7 here, Devin, but, you know, if Kuhn can survive this type of first quarter and get to the second quarter, being able to kind of settle down and figure out what they need to do, it'll be huge, as they're going to throw it off Hydoff, and it'll head out of bounds. Last touch by the Crusaders, and that's totally the correct call. I mean, Hydoff had 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Girl turns around and just kind of hands it off to Hydoff off of her hip.
Yeah, absolutely the correct call. And like you said, the Crusaders just need to survive this next minute and 50 seconds. Keep it a single-digit game.
Foul underneath by Hoffbauer. Underwood, they were kind of bumping and battling back and forth, but they're going to call the foul on Hoffbauer, which will be her first of the night. But Kuhn, I mean, six fouls to start this game. They're going to have to play clean for the rest of this quarter because they're going to be shooting every time that Kuhn fouls. They're going to send Underwood to the line. Her free throw up, no good. Underwood coming in shooting about 56%. Was 2-for-2 to start the game. Now 2-for-3 is. We get Eva Jones, the 5'9 junior, off the bench for the Saints. Second one up now for Underwood. And this one through the net. As she will check out and Jones will check in for her. So the Saints' two best players not on the floor right now between Rutledge and Underwood. So this is kind of your opportunity. Hart in the backcourt, dribbles up the sideline, then splits the defense, gets past her defender, drives inside on the left side, kick out to Hydoff. Hydoff drives now, finds Downing, bounce pass to Eddie who drives in. Shot going to be blocked on the way, but a foul going to be called on Lexi Pierce. That'll be her second of the ballgame. And that sends Amelia Eddy, the 5'6 junior, to the line. She shot just two free throws on the year, Devin, and she is 1-for-2. So she's going to shoot probably her two biggest free throws of the year coming up right here. First one up for Eddy, rolls it in.
Yeah, like you were saying, you know, she doesn't necessarily get, she plays a lot of the games, but when she's in, she doesn't attack like she did on that drive there and create any contact and get a foul call.
Second one up for Eddy now, no good. Long rebound taken away by Wise. Saints going to waste no time pushing it up here. Getting it over to Darrington who drives. Ball going to be tipped out. It's on the floor. Taken away by the Saints once again. Down low for Darrington. Guarded by Hoffbauer. A couple of girls on her. Layup no good. Tips it out. Anna Hart going to be the one to gather it in as she'll drive down the right side. Gets cut off. Kick pass over to Downing. Bounce out to Amelia Eddy. Over to Hoffbauer. Fires up the deep range three. Is pushed on that side but tipped out by the Saints as they go for the rebound. And Hoffbauer puts both of her hands up and says, You know, I got pushed. Where's my foul call on that three-point shot? Because she hit the deck pretty hard.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, you don't want to sit here and go be that person that says, call it both ways, yada, yada.
Hart's three coming up. Banks it home. Anna Hart, top of the backcourt, almost banks it home. And it's a one-possession game, 14-11. The Crusaders got some fans on their feet. As they're going to get the ball over to Jones, she's in the backcourt, throws it over the top now. They're going to work it down low to Darrington in the short corner. Cutting across there, layup attempt no good, rebound by Downing. And she'll clear possession, but she puts her foot on the edge of the baseline. And she's out of bounds. So a turnover for the Crusaders once again. You create a turnover off the missed shot, had a chance to go get it, but just could not hold on to the ball and keep it in bounds. As they're going to have Molly Wise to throw it in. Wise looking to get it in here. You got to get it in the 5 seconds as she'll pass it in now to Larmy. Back to the corner for Wise. Going to be cut off by Eddie. Physical defense down there. Larmy tries to cut through. It has an open layup with her left hand and gets it to go for the bucket. Crusaders down 16-11. Hart going to dribble down the right side. Gets cut off. Double team now at the top of the key. Finds Dowling, goes off her knee. And Hart there, I mean, didn't sprint back on defense, left an open layup, and the shot up and a good there for Wise as she gets it to go. So a one-possession game turned 11 points and 18 for St. Albert. Hart going to dribble up, spins back in, gets past a couple of defenders, short runner up, no good, gets her own rebound, going to go up, and it's going to be a foul as Hart going to go, and she kind of hit the floor pretty hard there. And it'd be a little slow to get up, but she'll head to the free throw line to shoot her and sixth free throws of the ball game here. I'm going to try and see where we got the foul on that one. As I had Darrington for two. Let's see where I got a foul on here. That will be on Eva Jones. Is Hart going to knock down the free throw? She's made three of her five to start the game. They trail 18-12 with 11.5 to go in this first quarter. Second one up, rolls it in for Hart. Now 18-13, just a five-point game. Got to survive this final 11 seconds. They're going to wrap around pass, working it across. Ball inside. Layup attempt from Ryan. Going to be contested, but it goes in. Ryan going to knock it down. Hart with a second to go. Going to fire it up. And hits the volleyball kind of center protector when you play tournaments. So, as the Crusaders are going to trail 20-13, ending this first quarter. But only 7 points, and they have looked good to start. We're going to go ahead and step away. We'll be back here for second quarter action coming up on Kick 106.7.
Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, proud to stand behind our hometown athletes on the court, on the field, and everywhere in between. From every layup to every three-pointer, you bring the heart, hustle, and true hometown pride all season long. Your dedication, teamwork, and hard work inspires our community, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, proudly supporting our Crusaders.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
They're rolling with their starting lineup here in the second quarter. It's 20-13 in favor of St. Albert, but it's going to be Coon Rapids fair ball. Chance to cut it down to possibly a two-possession game. Hart got a little Kleenex sticking out of her nose, may have been bleeding coming into this quarter, as Hoffauer has on the right wing. Finds Clucky at the top of the key. Over to Hart, down low. They're going to find Clayburgh. Out to Clucky, fires up the top of the key. Three, comes up short. Long rebound coming out now for Denton. As she'll dribble up the left side, works it back out to Coughlin. Up now to Underwood in the front court. She's going to go one-on-one with Clayburgh. Layup attempt up and good. And I'm telling you, Coon's got to start stepping up and either cutting her off, or you got to have a better contesting, because Underwood's going to have her way down low, as Heidoff can have it in the front court. Looks, has to get it out of her hands. Bounce pass out to Clayburgh, but it's going to be last touched by Coughlin. As it'll stay on this side, a 9-point lead for St. Albert as we start this second quarter action.
And on that drive, you could tell that Malia, very aware that she has the two fouls. She wasn't going to do anything too drastic to pick up that third.
Foul going to be called there on Denton as she reaches in on Hart. That'll be the first foul of the quarter for St. Albert. First of the quarter for either team, matter of fact here. The Crusaders now going to inbound underneath. Looks like they're running a box set for a second. Now they're setting a couple of screens to try and get somebody open. Clucky open down low. Had it tipped. Reaches out and finds Hideoff. Back to Clucky now. Fires it out to Anna Hart, who rips through the defense. Kick out to Hoffauer. Made a three so far. Got it up. No good. Going to be pushed on the baseline. She hits the floor for the second time now. No foul called. Underwood going to drive. Goes down the left side. Cut off by about three girls. Kick out to Rutledge. She pump fakes. Works to the far side. Into the corner. Driving in now. Denton steps through. Finds her teammate. Layup up and a good from Coughlin. And this is where the Saints have kind of made their money, is where they start making these runs. Clayburg to Hart. 24-13 St. Albert. Back over to Clayburg, who drives down the left side. Finds Hoffauer on the outside. Bounce pass to Clayburg, who drives. Going to be bumped. Layup attempt up. No good. Catches her own shot. Hideoff outside now. Clayburg to the corner on the right side. She fires up the three. Got it! Malia Clayburg, just 9 threes on the season. She was 22%. Knocks it down, and it's 24-16 for St. Albert. Layup from Underwood, no good. Rebound on the floor. They're going to fight for it, and that'll be Coon Rapids Baird. Nope. St. Albert ball. That's Coon going to start with the ball in the second quarter. Lauren Cook going to check in. Coming out, going to be Ella Hideoff. Cook, kind of that bulldog of the team. Very great defensive player. Not a lot of offensive stats, but she does what the stats don't tell you, and that's just plays phenomenal, kind of hard defense, as Rutledge going to get open and gets the bucket to go underneath.
Yeah, Rutledge did a great job. She just kind of snuck around in the front of the defense there along the baseline and just got in front of everyone and was wide open under the basket.
Anna Hart going to find Lauren Cook. Cook, one dribble back over to Hart now. She's on the right wing, looks inside and finds Clayburg. Clayburg's layup attempt up and good. Malia Clayburg gets it to go. Anna Hart finding her underneath, and it's 26-18 St. Albert. So Coon's still hanging in here. They're not leading yet, but they have hung around this entire time, giving themselves a chance. Cook going to tip it from Coughlin, has it back. Coughlin going to regain it, goes off of her foot, and they'll call it off Bucky's foot as it'll head out of bounds. So it'll stay St. Albert ball with 21 to go on the shot clock, 5:47 to go in this first half. Going to have one of the Crusader boys coming up during our halftime to talk about their sub-state final at Sioux City East. Throwing it in, Rutledge, layup attempt up, high off the backboard, no good. Underwood had it tipped out, and a foul going to be called on Lauren Cook. That's underneath. I don't believe they're going to call it a shooting. Nope,
no, they
will. I was surprised on that one because I don't think that she was in the motion of shooting, but they may have said, I mean, she's that close to the basket, obviously she's going to go up. So that'll put Denton to the line to shoot her first pair of free throws as she comes in shooting 50% exactly on 32 attempts. Knocks down the first one. 27-18 in favor of St. Albert to start off this ball game. Again, Crusaders just need a chance. They've told us that plenty of times. They just want the chance as that one goes in as well. And it's a 10-point ball game. Clayburn to Hart. Hart in the backcourt, going to dribble down the left sideline, gets past Denton. Going to be cut off, and Denton going to hit it out of bounds. About takes out a couple of St. Albert cheerleaders. But a 10-point deficit for Coon. Probably got to score here and play some good defense to keep yourself in it.
Yeah, you can't let this get any higher than 10 right now. Anna also very lucky that that ball was tipped out. Probably was going to get called for a carry on that really high dribble.
Clayburg to Hart, deep left wing, finds Hoffauer, who drives now. She's going to get cut off, gets all the way to the bucket, shot up, and got it. Aubrey Hoffauer high off the glass, finishes. And it's 8-point lead for St. Albert again. In the backcourt now, going to be Wise. She'll dribble across the timeline, pass it over to Coughlin. Deep left wing, goes down low, stolen away by Clayburg. Two hands up in the air and picks it up. Hart to Hoffauer in the front court, back over to Hart now. She's up at the top of the key, works to her right. Looking off a screen from Clayburg. She'll drive now. Bounce pass to Clayburg. Ball on the floor. Going to be taken away. Rutledge throws it up over top for Wise. Back over for Coughlin now. Cook going to come chase her in the backcourt. Coughlin to the front court now. Fires it over to the far side for Denton. Thought about the three. Back to Coughlin. Over to Rutledge. Open for three. Dribbles inside instead. Ball stolen away by Clayburg again. So the Crusaders have a chance to cut it down to a two-possession game with a bucket. Ball over now to Hart. Top of the key now, dribbles to her right side. Going to get cut off, throws it down low for Cook, and a little bit of contact from both teams there, so no foul going to be called. Wise going to dribble up the right side. Pounce pass over to Coughlin on the left side, who drives. Scoop layup attempt up, no good. Clucky going to come down with the board, and she's going to hit the floor. And a foul going to be called, I believe, on the Saints, as it'll be on Sophia Denton. That's her second of the quarter and second of the ball game. Coon I mean, that was a jump ball for sure, but the foul adds little insult to injury.
Yeah, great effort there by Ashton to go up and get that rebound, but then also her strength showed for her to not lose that rebound either.
Clayburg in the backcourt, going to dribble up through a couple of defense players, and Hoffbauer going to catch it and be called for the travel as she puts 1 foot down and does not put the ball down. I agree with the call there. I mean, Hoffbauer going full steam ahead, knows she has to get past a couple of defenders, but you got to put the ball down first. In the backcourt now, Coughlin going to catch it. Cook going to be the one guarding her. Pass up to the front court for Ryan. Ryan back over to Coughlin now on the right side. Looked inside for a little bit, but they're going to cut him off. Back over to Ryan now. Inside, ball almost tipped away. Underwood going to get through the defense. Layup attempt up short, and she's going to be picked up. Bucky going to have it, and another foul, and this one on Underwood. Underwood picking up her first, and Clucky's done that twice now. Showing the strength, holds on to the ball, and has an arm in there to get the foul call, and that's three in this quarter. Two on Denton, one on Underwood, and it's huge to get one on her.
Yeah, and you can hear that kind of standing ovation from the Crusader crowd appreciating that effort from Ashton to get those rebounds.
Hart to Hoffbauer to cut it to two possessions and rolls it in. Aubrey Hoffbauer knocks it down. The Crusaders fans are loving it. It's 28-23, a timeout by Coach Lettengel as the Crusaders have battled back into this and made it a five-point game, 28-23. We're going to step away. We'll be back for more of our Class 1A Region 3 final coming up.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Kind of talk during the break, Devin. I mean, Coon just got to find that medium between playing fast defensively and physical and playing slow in the half court.
Yeah, they're just going a little too fast, and that's where you're seeing those unnecessary turnovers like a travel, and you're kind of throwing the ball at people's feet. They just need to settle down in this game.
They're going to work it to the far side. Pierce fires up the deep range three. No good. Ball in the air. Tipped out. It's going to be touched by St. Albert as it heads out of bounds. So Coon can make this a one possession game on the offensive end here, but this is a great possession. Coming out of the timeout, getting a stop. Now it's time to go get the offensive end. Clayburn works with her pivot foot, dribbles to the front court now, bumped a couple of times, hands off to Hoffbauer. She'll be doubled, dribbles out of the double team and finds Hart. Down low for Clayburn, layup attempt up and good for Malia Clayburn. And you can hear the Crusaders fans. This is a three-point game, 28-25, 3:15 to go. Backcourt Underwood throws it up to the top now for Ryan. Ryan far side for Coughlin on the left wing. Coughlin on the left wing drives inside, tries to pass it out, gets it out to Ryan. Fires up the three, no good. Rebound in the air, Hoffbauer tips it, but it's going to be taken away. Pierce's shot up, no good. Clayburn going to be called for the foul. And she kind of lucked out there. They may have technical foul region there. Slams the ball and it kind of pops out, but you know, that's, you can't play with fire in these type of games.
No, and I think they gave her some benefit of the doubt knowing that she slammed it but didn't mean for anything to come out of it like it did.
Pierce's free throw up and good. She shoots 72% on 18 attempts. But Malia with three fouls, you're starting to get into that range of not playing for a lot of this time. So with it being a four-point game, you need Clayburg out there because she's been kind of your baseline defender, keeping people away from getting to the bucket. Is Pierce going to go two for two from the line, knocking both down?
Yeah, and I wouldn't, if I'm Coach McAllister right now, I'm sitting Malia the rest of the half, because you need her in that second half.
Hoffbauer to Cook on the outside. Cook one dribble, pack to Hoffbauer, who hands it off to Anna Hart. Anna's going to have to take over that scoring role with Clayburg out. Hart now looking down low, finds Clucky on the inside. One dribble, tries to throw it away, and it's picked off by Underwood. Underwood in the backcourt, going to go to the frontcourt for Pierce. She thought about the three, spins off of the double team. Down low for Underwood, one dribble, gets inside. Shot over the defense, no good. Rebound to Ashton Clucky, and the Crusaders just got to slow things down. Hart in the frontcourt, walks towards the double team, gets away from it now. Anna Hart picks up her dribble, finds Hydeoff on the left wing. Hydeoff looks, going to be cut off, drives inside, and a foul going to be called here. And I believe that one is going to be on a Brooklyn. Nope. We'll see where they call that one. It'll be on Lexi Darrington. First second of the ball game, third of this quarter, or fourth of this quarter. As we're going to see kind of where both teams want to go. Eva Jones going to check in for Underwood. Crusaders looking to cut it back down to a one-possession game. Clucky going to fire up the left wing three. No good. Long rebound going to Lauren Cook. She'll find Heidoff. Heidoff goes to Hoffbauer at the free throw line. Hoffbauer's shot rolls up and rolls in. Aubrey Hoffbauer knocking it down. She's got plenty of points for the Crusaders. I believe 10 in this ballgame. 30-27. Bounce pass over now. They're going to work to the far side. Pierce has made a three in this ballgame. No good. Long rebound tipped up. It's going to be taken away. Thrown off of a defender by Anna Harden. That's the hustle plays that Anna gives you.
And that's a great high IQ play, too, because Anna had nowhere to go. No teammates around. Three Saints defenders near her. Her only option was either a timeout that you don't want to take or throw it off a defender.
Heidoff goes to Hoffbauer in the backcourt. Hoffbauer to the frontcourt for Lauren Cook. Has it tipped, and it's taken away here. So a turnover. Pierce the one to get it. Bounce pass over to the far side. Layup up, and a good for Maeve Ryan. Crusaders have knocked on the door, have taken the lead, but just have not been able to break the door down. As Hart on the right side, going to dribble through a couple defenders, loses it, regains possession. She's going to be fouled in the backcourt. And Hart is taking a beating as the main primary ball handler. She's got, Kleenex in her nose. She's getting hit every single which way in the backcourt. She's, just got to find a way to get through this one. And, one of the toughest girls that we cover in this area, she's going to be able to do it. Is Hart going to go to the line with five fouls on the board for St. Albert? She's shot more than enough free throws tonight for the Crusaders. Going to need probably about 100 more from her because she's going to be the one that's getting hit pretty hard in the backcourt. Is Hart going to, the love of girls' sports, where you get the girls that need to fix their hair always.
Yep, got to fix that ponytail, make sure it's up tight.
Hart's free throw up and no good. This one, if she can make it, cuts it down to four. As coming into the game, going to be Molly Wise checking out Lexi Pierce. Crusaders need to find some momentum heading into the halftime break as Hart's second free throw up and good. It is now 32-28. Far side going to go into the front court. Double team coming from the Crusaders. Hart going to go and pick it, and it's going to be picked off. Hart going to get it in the front court. Gets bumped and a travel in the front court, but Hart bumped plenty of times throughout that sequence, and you can see the Crusaders fans hands in the air, and rightfully so for both teams because this is a physical game, and you're seeing that physicality start to get to some of the fans.
With that little bit of physicality that they're letting go, though, I don't mind them letting it play through, and then, that slight bump, yeah, it does create the travel. I can understand why there's frustration, but I'm okay with there being no foul.
Wise to the corner, they're looking it back out. Back over to Wise. Hart goes up with two hands and knocks it down. Should have been a middle in volleyball with the way that she can block there. She kicks it out to Clucky. Back over to Hart now. Hannah at the top of the key. 55 seconds to go. Comes off a screen. Spins back. Kick out to Hoffbauer. Three on the way. No good, but a push going to be called on the Crusader. On the Saints. That one going to be called here on Maeve Ryan. Her first of the game. And that'll put Anna Hart, guess where she's going back to? The free throw line. I'm going to count it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is 9 and 10 for her from the free throw line. As she'll go up and shoot to make a one-possession game. Hart's free throw up, no good. If she makes this, it's a three-point game. You're going to have Ava Underwood and Eleanor Coughlin checking into the ballgame. Two of their better players, their best point guard, their best inside player coming back into the ballgame with 49 seconds to go. The Crusaders trailing 32-28. They have possession arrow in case of a jump ball as Hart's free throw up. Rolls for an eternity and through the net. Crusaders still in their press. They're going to work it to the far side for Coughlin in the backcourt. She's going to dribble into a double team from Cook and Hart into the front court now. Going to go down low. Underneath, they're going to kick it back out to Coughlin. She'll take a couple of dribbles, has the ball tipped. Coughlin, little runner up on the way. Rolls, no good. Rebound, going to be called and one for Ava Underwood as she knocks it down. The foul on the Crusaders, but Coon Rapids Baird struggling underneath with Ava Underwood with Clayburg not on the floor.
And that's Ashton Clucky's third.
That'll be Ashton's third of the game. So Maya Downing going to check back in. Maya Downing, Amelia Eddy, Lauren Cook going to play a huge part tonight because Clayburg and Clucky both have two. 33 seconds to go, 34-29. Coon can still find some momentum as Underwood's free throw up. And no good. Rebound on the backside taken away, though, by Ryan. And it's going to be thrown to the top of the key. Far side now. Wise down low for Underwood. She's going to go up over the defense. No good. Gets her own board. Fouled on the way, but they're not going to call it. Couple of tips in there. Kick back out. Coughlin going to drive. Rips through the defense. Her layup attempt up. No good. Downing clears the rebound with 17 to go. She'll find Heidoff over to Hart. Can cut it down to a one-possession game heading into the halftime break. Hart to her right, back to her left, now off a screen from Hydeoff. Dribbles inside, kick out to Downing. Pump fakes the three and spins back to find Anna Hart. She'll pump fake the three. Hart at the buzzer, fires up the corner shot, no good. And it'll be 34-29 heading into the second half. And our halftime break coming up here as we're going to go ahead and step away. We'll take a break, and we're back here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their eight lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams. More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Welcome to the Mackey Motors Halftime Break, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. A highly anticipated matchup with Boyd and Hull for the boys team coming up on Saturday. Bryce Lewis joining us here. Bryce, I mean, you guys had a fun time over at Carroll High, picking up a big win over Audubon there. But, I mean, Boyd and Hull are going to be a different beast coming up on Saturday, playing at Sioux City East there. What are you thinking for that game?
I think it would be a good game. They're a good team, well-y coached, physical, and they can rebound.
You guys end the year ranked within the top five, Boyd and Hull unranked there, but, I mean, the expectations are on your shoulders. How are you guys going to stay calm and stay focused with all that expectation?
I think we just go up there and play our ball. It's a long road up there, but I think we should just not even worry about the road, just get up there and play our ball.
Bryce, your guys last year came up just short of the state tournament. This year you have a chance to rewrite history and be able to get down there. What's it going to take for you as a player, and what's it going to take for this team to be able to get down there?
We just got to play team basketball. It's like what we did all year. In every sport we made it to sub-state and just fell short. Hopefully this will change this year.
Well, I tell you what, Bryce, Nick Brink's going to be over there. Should be a fun one. We'll keep track of that. But thank you for joining us here.
Yep, thank you.
That was Bryce Lewis joining us here as we're going to keep things rolling along in the Mackey Motors halftime break as Coon Rapids Bear trailing 34-29 in our halftime break. This one has been fun throughout the duration of the game so far, as you've had, I mean, a lot of back and forth. Kuhn has not led throughout the game so far, but you've seen plenty of chances. Like I said, they've kind of knocked on the door. They've left it a little cracked, but Kuhn has not broken down the door. But if you look at the halftime break here, Anna Hart with 9. You got 10 out of Aubrey Hoffbauer, though. But on the bench, Malia Klaber has 7, but three fouls at Ashton Klucke as well. We're going to go ahead and step away when we come back. Devin's going to be back. We'll let him break down this first half as well.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Boyd Mile Processing in Coon Rapids, proud to stand behind our hometown athletes on the court, on the field, and everywhere in between. From every layup to every three-pointer, you bring the heart, hustle, and true hometown pride all season long. Your dedication, teamwork, and hard work inspires our community, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Boyd Mile Processing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, proudly supporting our Crusaders.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Bear trailing 29-34 going into our halftime break. You're listening to the Mackey Motors Halftime. Devin, back from a, what you said, very super quick break over to get some concessions there, but I tell you what, this halftime, I mean, I don't think a lot of people expected Kuhn to come out and play the way they did. They've handled adversity really well. Some girls have stepped up off the bench. I mean, Amelia Eddy played some minutes early there, knocking down a free throw. Lauren Cook has played some good defense. You have Maya Downing coming in and rebounding very well, but it's going to take that senior five that have started this entire year to really will them to win this game.
Yeah, you know, when you look at how this game was in the first half, I don't think anyone's going to say that Coon Rapids played great. I mean, you could argue, yeah, they played really well on the defensive end. A lot of things that I'm sure Coach McAllister talked about of what they needed to fix. But I wouldn't say they played great, and they're in this game at halftime. They have a great chance to where they can take a lead early, and they can still win this game.
I will say, for Coon, you look at it and say, we haven't thrown our best shot at St. Albert, and we're right there. But I think St. Albert says, we're not even nearly at our best shot, and we're still in the lead. So both teams kind of have that confidence going into the second half, but I tell you what, Coon starts with the ball here. A two or a three to cut this down to a one-possession game would be huge to start the second half. But if you look at it, Aubrey Hawthorne has been kind of the story of this game so far. When you look at what she's got, two threes and two buckets in there to give them 10 and a heart. I mean, I don't want to use the word kind of joking there, but, I mean, the heart that she's given tonight is just immense. Going to the free throw line 10 times in the first half, fighting through what has been kind of maybe her most physical game since Exira or since Newell Fonda last year. They have not seen any, you know, anything like this throughout the Rolling Valley Conference outside of Exira. As Exira leading 24-11 at the halftime, they're up 13 looking to make their tournament bid, but the starters out on the floor for both teams, and 16 minutes separates us from knowing if Coon will head to the state tournament for the first time or if St. Albert is going to try and repeat as a state champion.
You know, if you watch Anna, though, with these physical games, watch her after these contacts. She gets up, smile every time. I think she loves these games and embraces that physicality.
Heidoff going to be cut off by a double team, steps through and pass off to Hoffauer. She fires up the three to start the quarter. Got it! Aubrey Hoffauer to open up the quarter starts the same way she ended, and it's a two-point game in favor of St. Albert. Hoffauer with three threes, two in the first half, one to open up this second half. Coughlin to Underwood. Underwood going to drive into Clayburg. Clayburg smartly keeping the hands off, and Underwood going to roll it in. But a huge defensive play there from Clayburg to keep her hands off.
Yeah, very smart there. Last thing you want is for her to pick up a foul.
And here's where it may come as Coughlin going to drive in, rips through the defense, pass off, going in, and a bucket coming from Sophia Denton. But, I mean, Coon started the quarter huge, but just cannot get the defensive stops to start and had a couple of steals in there. As Clayburg going to catch it in the front court. She picks up and dribbles inside, kick off to Hoffauer again, who drives up the left side, getting all the way to the far side for Heidoff now. Heidoff kicks it back out to Hart at the left side. Hoffauer telling the girls, slow this thing down, let's just find our footing. Clucky, pump fake, finds Heidoff driving. Heidoff loses it, regains possession. Rutledge going to fall to the floor, and Coon going to put their hands on it for a jump ball. And that's yet again another turnover. It's 38-32. And Devin, I mean, you start the quarter trailing by five, hit the three to make it two, but since then it's been all St. Albert.
Yeah, and you can just see where, you know, we talked in the first half, they need to slow down. Coon Rapids coming out again, just too fast. I think they're making the moment bigger than it needs to be. Yeah, it's a big game, but you still just got to go play basketball.
I mean, this is a backyard game in that sense. Go to the backyard and play like you do with your mom or your dad or your brother and sister. They throw it out of bounds. And Coon Rapids Bear get a luck off of a non-force turnover as it's out of bounds. A last touch here by St. Albert. Coon Rapids Bear trailing 38-32. Inbounds from Hoffauer. Going to fire it to the front court for Clucky. Gets her feet set in the front court. Clucky going to drive baseline. Gets it inside. Kick it back out to Hart, but she's going to throw it into the backcourt, and Hart going to pick it up for an over and back, so a turnover into a turnover, and Coon Rapids Baird is not doing themselves any favors.
No, they're not, but the best thing that Anna did there, though, was pick up that ball, because if she lets it go wanting it to go out of bounds or saying, I don't want the turnover, that's going to be an easy 2 points for St. Albert.
And that's selflessness to not say, you know, I'm not going to want that turnover on my career record here, as Hart going to go and rip it out, and a jump ball going to favor Coon Rapids Baird. Didn't get the steal, but in a sense, you get a moral steal getting the ball back there. It's not going to go on the record as a steal, but you're still going to get the same result as Hoffauer set to inbound. She's going to look to throw it in and finds Heidoff, but it's tipped away. Hoffauer going to go get it over to Heidoff again. Throws it up over the top, and it's tipped and taken away by Underwood. Underwood dribbling down the right side. Clayburg on her layup attempt up. No good. Hart going to pick up the foul. Clayburg trying to say that she's the one that initiated the contact. Foul going to be called on Anna Hart as they're going to send Underwood's line to shoot her first free throw pair since the first quarter. Trailing 6 year, can make it 7 or 8. Is Lauren Cook going to check into the game? Hart, just her second foul of the night as Underwood's free throw up and a good. And you're seeing, I mean, for Coon, you cannot let this get to you. This game, this play, this momentum, I mean, you got to still play your ball.
Yeah, you got to just do what got you here. You know, you're a good team. You're one of the final 16 in the state in 1A. You deserve to be here. Go play like it.
Rebound to Clucky, who kicks it off to Hoffauer into the front court now. Hoffauer on the outside, looks and finds Clayburg on the inside. She'll drive. Going to be cut off. Shot up no good. Rebound taken away by Rutledge. And you're seeing, again, the contact start to get to Coon. They're starting to throw up some shots that are not close. Is the shot going to go up from Wise on the left side? Got it. And a timeout. Caitlin McAllister rightfully so, as it's 42-32 in favor of St. Albert. And Devin, if it's a full, we're going to take a break, as I think it is, and we're going to go ahead and step away for 30 seconds.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
But offensively, you're seeing kind of the moment get to them, and they're turning the ball over a lot. What do they got to do to get into this front court and slow things down?
Well, I think it starts with that. You got to slow down. You got to let the play kind of develop, and you got to get into a half court set. But you also have to remember, when you're Coon out there, this is probably the most athletic team you've played. Yes, Exire are very good, not taken away from their athleticism, but as a group, top to bottom, St. Albert just does not have a weak spot, and so you need to just remember that and not try and do some of these long passes.
Down 10 in the third quarter of this game, not nearly over. Hart going to dribble down the court on the left side, gets in, kick out to Clucky. Clucky finds Clayburg, her second three of the ball game. Got it! Malia Clayburg coming in, shooting just 22%, 2 of 9 from the three-point line, has nailed both of her three-point shots now, as it's 42-35. Front court to Coughlin. Coughlin to her right, goes down low, ball in the air, going to be picked up by Underwood as she drives. Scoop layup up, no good, gets her own board. Coon going to be putting some hands on. Coughlin over to the far side. Pierce going to fire up the deep range three off the rim, long rebound into the hands of Coughlin, but she tips it out of bounds. She thought that Hoffbauer was going to tip it to the backcourt, so she tried to tip it to the baseline and tips it to the sideline instead, and Hoffbauer pulls her hand at the last second.
Yeah, I mean, great effort there by Aubrey Hoffbauer. You're kind of seeing, though, where, like you were saying, those fouls, that contact, is just getting to the Crusaders.
And Anna Hart driving in there on the side, getting it to go. And a five-point game now. Lauren Cook going to get the steal. Layup blocked by Underwood. And you see the size difference there. I mean, Underwood, six-foot girl. Cook, not that tall. It's a three-point shot up, no good. Backside rebound, Underwood. And she's going to have it, and a travel on Underwood. And the Crusaders, Devin, just, again, I use this phrase so much. The door is cracked. They have just not been able to take their hand and push through.
Yeah, they're right there. They have every chance they can ask for. They just need to have that little extra momentum.
And a foul there on Maeve Ryan, bumping Anna Hart in the backcourt. That'll be foul number one in the quarter. Foul number two on Ryan. But, I mean, it is going to take a gutsy effort, and you're seeing it from Coon tonight. 42-37, 4:40 to go in the second or the third quarter, as Underwood going to try and cut off Clayburg. Clayburg going to pass over now to Hoffbauer. Hoffbauer at the top of the key, finds Clucky at the short corner. She fires up the jumper. No good. Rebound taken away by Coughlin. One-hand pass going to go into the front court. Ryan going to pick it up. Hoffbauer hands on defense. Clayburg to Underwood. Underwood's layup up. No good. Clucky battling for the rebound. Ball on the floor. Clayburg going to dive on it. Underwood has it. Possession arrow going to favor St. Albert on the jump ball. And again, it's not missing shots, and it's not a lack of effort, but Coon, you just got to find something to kick you into that next year.
Yeah, they're not finding those two big bodies down low that they need to box out. They're just kind of standing, waiting for the ball to come to them. You put a body on them, who knows what's going to happen.
Charge on Underwood. Clayburg gets in front of her, and that'll be foul number two on Ava Underwood. And you saw, I mean, Clayburg got up. No smile on her face, back to business, because they know that it's the next play that counts and the next play that counts until there is no next play. But Coons fans are going to be the ones that are giving them the effort here. As Hoffbauer going to pick it up, bounce pass to Clayburg, over to Hart now. Hart tries to split the double team, will get it now. Had the body kind of hit there, as Hart going to dive for the ball on a missed play, and it'll be a foul on Anna Hart as she catches the body. That'll be foul number three. Malia Clayburg, Ashton Clucky, Anna Hart, all with three fouls here in this second half. And Coon's going to start looking to the bench soon if one more comes to either of them.
And those are the three names when you talk about CRB right now. You need them on the floor.
Coughlin dribbling up against Cook. Cook going to play some good defense against her. Over to Ryan on the right wing. Couple of dribbles back now. Spins it back over. Pass to the far side for Pierce. Back to Ryan to Coughlin left wing. Coughlin looking, going to pass it to the elbow, down low, picked up, and it's going to be Lauren Cook trying to save it. She'll throw it in. Out, took out a couple of St. Albert fans in the student section, but again, defensive effort is there for Kuhn. They have 16 seconds to work with for St. Albert. 3:52 to go in third quarter, 42-37. Inbound to Coughlin, deep left wing, dribbles up to the top of the key now. They're going to run Pierce off the screen. Ryan fires up the deep range three, no good. Backside rebound tipped, and Anna Hart comes up with it. Hart going to dribble through the defense now, spins back a couple of times, finds Clayburgh in the corner. She fires up the three. Got it! Malia Clayburgh, 3 for 3 from the three-point line, and a timeout St. Albert as Coon Rapids Bears down 10 at 42-32 as Stormback on an 8-0 run to make it 42-40. And Devin, it is a full timeout, but we're going to keep it here. Malia Clayburgh comes into tonight shooting 2 of 9 from the three-point line and has shot 3 of 3. And I don't think she's hit the rim on any of them. 3 of 3 tonight from the three-point line. She, 13 in the game, tied for the leading scorer with Aubrey Hoffauer. Kuhn, this is your shot right here, down 2. This is your chance to knock down the door.
Yeah, you have every single ounce of momentum. You can see on the faces down there in that timeout when they were breaking the huddle. All the girls in smiles. They have that belief in them now that they can do this. They're seeing the shots fall. They're seeing the defensive effort. They know that they can win this game now, and they're starting to believe they can win this game. And since that timeout for CRB at the 5:45 mark, last 2 minutes, 8-0 run for CRB.
Backcourt Coughlin, guarded by Hart, has to get it, has a foot in the backcourt, one in the frontcourt. Back to Coughlin on the right wing now off the pass in the front. She's going to dribble baseline, spins back to the top now, pass over to the far side, works it to Larmy, back to Coughlin who drives, real steps through and finds Underwood, shot up and good from Underwood, but, a nice job from Clayburgh there, was boxed out, throw to the frontcourt, going to go for Clucky. She's going to pick it up and tip it out of bounds. As you had Coughlin right there, I'm surprised she didn't try to catch that ball. She could have went like this. You're going out of bounds either way if you catch it. But to catch it and try and stay in bounds would have been better, as they're going to get it into Coughlin down 4. Coon Rapids Baird trailing 44-40, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Coughlin going to break the press in the front court, dribbles in, layup attempt up, kind of a wild layup, no good. Rebound tipped between Clayburgh and Underwood, and Underwood going to be the last one to touch it as it heads out of bounds. 44-40. I think the largest lead at one point was 10. Kuhn has not led this entire game. Our only tie, I believe, was at 0-0. As Hart going to dribble up through the defense, walks him to the front court now and works to her left, spins back right now, works it around, finds Hoffauer on the outside. Hoffauer inside for Clayburgh, had it tipped. Clayburgh regains possession at the top of the key, drives inside, Euro step, layup, foul, and a block call going to be called on Coughlin. As that'll put Malia Clayburgh to the line to make it a two-point game once again. Coughlin's picking up her first.
All year, the team has just been so even keel that no one player has had to do the role of taking over a game. Tonight, Malia Clayburgh is taking this game over for the Crusaders.
Clayburgh's first free throw up, no good. A chance to cut it down to 3. If they tie it up off of a 3 off the next possession, if Clayburgh makes it, this place might explode as she knocks down the second one. But again, the same words I've heard from plenty of girls. We just want a chance. Kuhn has that chance now. As Coughlin going to dribble to the front court, gets inside, kicks it back out. Larmy back over to the far side for Ryan. Pump fakes the 3. Gets double team, throws it, picked off by Clayburgh. Clayburgh dribbling down now. Pass off to Hart. Hart looking, finds Clucky open, drives, Clucky runner up, shot no good, rebound taken away this time by St. Albert as they're walking it up with Pierce. Pierce to her left, dribbles in and out, pass back out to Larmy, back to Coughlin, now they're going to slow down the offense, goes to Ryan, fading to the corner, loses possession, Coughlin driving, goes down low, throws it for Underwood, and it tails out of bounds. So Coon Rapids Baird again, down one possession, a three-point shot, 44-41, a minute 57 to go. They have a chance to tie this game up for the first time since the opening whistle. Hart going to be held in the backcourt, picks up the ball now. She's going to dribble through a couple of defenders, finds Hoffauer. Hoffauer down low for Cook, had it tipped out. Coughlin going to be the last one to touch it. And I will say, you got to have a fast trigger here, because if you're open from the three-point line, you take that shot. This is one of the bigger shots you'll have up to this point. As Hoffauer going to be the one to inbound, Rutledge going to run to the scorer's table to check in. She has been out of the game for a while. Has no foul, but has just not played during the game so far for a lot of it. She matches up with Clucky. St. Albert not putting anyone on Hoffbauer on the inbound. They're setting a couple of down screens. Inbound to Klucky. Back to Hoffbauer. Fires up the three to tie it. No good. A rebound coming off Underwood. And it's out to Larmy, who will drive. Rips down left side. Gets underneath. Kick pass back out to Coughlin now. She has an open shot. Over to Rutledge, who has the open three back now. They're going to fire to the far side, this time for Ryan. Ryan to Coughlin. Now to Larmy, left wing. Larmy pump fakes, works it back to the far corner for Ryan. Ryan dribbling up to the top of the key. Back over to Larmy now. 11 seconds to work on the shot clock. Rutledge, kick pass out to Coughlin. She steps up, goes inside for Underwood. Guarded by Klaberg. Layup attempt up and good. Underwood ripping through and gets it to go. But still just a five-point game, 46-41. Backcourt, Klaberg to Hart. Hart works to her right. Dribbles a couple of times, comes off a screen from Hoffbauer. Finds Cook. Cook in a drive now. Cut off, layup attempt up, no good. Rebound on the far side coming from Underwood. Under a minute to go now. Underwood driving. Left side gets all the way to the bucket. Layup attempt up for Underwood. No good. Backside rebound, Rutledge, no good. But she's going to be fouled. And it's Klucky or Klaberg. Pick your poison. One of them picking up their fourth, and it'll be Malia Klaberg.
And here's where the Crusaders, all game, they get close. They're right there to knock on the door. And then St. Albert just goes on a small run.
Rutledge knocking it down 68% on the season here. She's a guaranteed 1-for-2 almost all year as Downing get a check back in. And where are we going with this sub here?
I think Coach McAllister thought it was going to be on Ashton, so she was going to take her out, and then was surprised to see that it was on 25 on Malia. So now she's going to switch that sub because she sent Maya in originally for Ashton.
Malia, leading scorer on the floor with 14, is 47-41, 48 seconds ago. Got a box out, got a push, get a shove on the miss, and backside rebound going to Lauren Cook. She'll throw it over the top to Aubrey Hoffbauer. Hoffbauer splits the defense, dribbling up now, finds Anna Hart. Hart over to Cook, open for three, fires it up, backboard no good. Rebound out to Rutledge. She's guarded backcourt. Coughlin going to break the press with Cook on her backside. Dribbles to the corner, pump fake in the threes. Ryan goes down low for Underwood, guarded heavily, finds Rutledge, and it's picked off by Cook. No shot clock, 25 seconds to go, trailing six. Coon Rapids Baird with the ball. Hart over to Cook. Cook. Now to Downing, and Coughlin going to tip it, but it's out of bounds. And if I'm Maya Downing there, I'm staying as far away from that ball if it's heading out of bounds, because they've had it a couple of times where they've hit a Crusader on the way out, but you got to stay away from that ball.
Absolutely, and that's a pass that normally in the RVC, no, you know, not discrediting the RVC at all, that's a pass that they make probably 90% of the time.
Anna Hart, short jumper, rebound Cook, and she has it, and it's going to be a jump ball. 2.5 to go. It'll be Crusaders' ball, but with Malia not on the floor, you got to find your number one option. Anna, more than likely that choice. Inbound, going to be Maya Downing, I believe. Downing going to now head to the baseline. She did the smart choice of not stepping out of bounds and handing the ball before getting everyone ready. They're going to run Hart off a screen. Three-point shot at the buzzer. Got it! Anna Hart takes it to the third quarter, down three. As she knocks it down, and Coon Rapids Baird is in this ballgame. 47 for St. Albert and a 44 for Coon Rapids Baird. We're going to go ahead and step away. We've got a barn burner over fourth quarter coming up next.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their eight lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Try to do my best tweeting here so that everyone that's not tuned in can still see it. As a standing ovation for the Crusaders, they're on the defensive end to start this fourth quarter. Ball on the far side now again for Wise. Wise, one dribble, hands off to Rutledge, fakes the handoff actually, goes down low for Underwood. She's triple teamed, back to Rutledge now, short jumper up on the way, got it. Rutledge, a nice pull-up jumper from about 15 to get it to go. Hart going to find Hoffauer in the front court. Hoffauer finds Hart again, top of the key, Anna going to drive, gets past the defender, left-hand layup, got it to go. And the Crusaders still knocking on the door, 49-46. Front court for Underwood, she'll drive, bounce pass to Rutledge, shot up. And got it, and it's a back and forth now offensively as Hoffauer to inbound, setting a cross screen and finding Anna Hart. Anna down the right sideline, works it back to the center now, takes the spin, gets to the front court now and finds Hoffauer deep left wing. Hoffauer to Heidoff on the left wing, back to Aubrey. She'll dribble one dribble inside for Heidoff, shot blocked by Rutledge, a little body contact, but nothing too major. As they're going to get it to the front court now for Wise. Wise to Coughlin, top of the key. Has Underwood cutting. Underwood drives inside. Cut off by Clucky, but gets past. Underwood knocking it down. She's got 18 in the ballgame as it's 53-46. Crusaders trailing. Hart in the front court. Loses it for a second. Drives in. Contact as she goes up. Rebound going to be taken away by Denton. And Hart in the backcourt going to be the one playing defense. Cook on her as well. And now bringing it to the front court is Coughlin. She throws it underneath for Underwood. Layup up, no good, but the foul on Heidoff. And I don't know where you go with this if you're a Crusader, because you wanted the foul down here. Don't get it, but you get the foul down there on yourself. And that was a kind of, I'm not going to criticize the refs, but light foul compared to what you've seen in this game.
Absolutely. I'm with you. You're not going to criticize the officiating because we always need officials, but questionable to let it go on one end and call it on the other.
You know, they're probably upset, too, because she misses the free throw. As the shot up, no good. Klaber going to check in for Cook. And for this senior group, this is your last ride. This is your last chance to get there after 2 years of Newell Fonda. So you're going to have five seniors out there. As the second one up now for Underwood rolls it in. And it's 54-46, an eight-point lead after trailing three. Klaber going to dribble down the right side, cut off. Tries to throw it over top, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Coughlin. Again, right call there. She's trying to push through, but Coughlin forced it out of bounds.
And right call did not call a charge or anything. You know, both are going for that ball. Little space.
Hard on the outside. Dribbles in now. Gets past the defense. Shot up at the block. And it's going to be fouled. I believe that'll be Rutledge as she hit the floor with her. Nope, they'll call it on Denton, which will be her third. Hart will go to the line. Had not shot a free throw in that third quarter. Had 10 going into the third quarter. She will go to the line now to cut it back down to a six-point lead, possibly. As Hart's first one up, no good. And every single trip has only made the two in a row once. So she's one for two on every other single set of free throws. So let's see if she can keep that going here.
And that probably puts her right about her season average of 58%.
Hart's second one up, no good. Long rebound going into the hands now of Denton. As she'll break the press and find Coughlin, who dribbles to the front court. Coughlin, one pump fake with the dribble. Pass it inside, Denton has it. Kick pass back out, three-pointer from Wise. No good, backside rebound going up for Rutledge. Rutledge going to swat it out of bounds. And what do you do with that? I mean, that should be a delay of game. You should not swat the ball there as Rutledge knocking down the bucket. Klaberg in the backcourt, going to dribble past her defender, gets to the front court, drives all the way, finds Hoffauer for three. No good, long rebound off Rutledge, though. And it's out of bounds, and I mean, correct call from where we see. I saw Rutledge hit that. She didn't agree. I think the officials doing a really nice job, though, of keeping this game kind of under wraps, even though they're letting physicality go. Hoffauer to inbound, throws it into Klaberg. Klaberg blocked at the rim. Rebound taken away, Coughlin over to Rutledge in the backcourt. Crusaders got to sprint back and get into a defensive set as Rutledge going to go down low for Denton. Blocked by Clucky underneath. Gets up and Clucky kind of limping on her left leg there. We'll see what she's got going on as Underwood going to check back into the game. And trailing eight with 5:31 to go. This game nowhere near end, Devin. Make sure everyone you keep staying tuned. This one is for sure still going to be great. Inbounds to Rutledge. Ball on the floor going to be fouled by Hoffauer. Aubrey going to pick up her second, but you got Crusaders in foul trouble here with a bunch of them.
Yeah, you got Ashton with three, Anna with three, Malia with four. Aubrey just picks up her second. But you're going to see the Crusaders just give every effort from here on out.
Outside, Underwood, away from the bucket, over to Wise now. Wise back to Coughlin, looking down low at Underwood. Hoffbauer there guarding her, kick pass back over to the far side. Ryan stolen away by Claybrook. She's one on three. Got to be careful here. Malia going to wait to find Anna in the front court. Hart comes off a screen from Claybrook now. Drives, finds Claybrook. She's going to go up on the left side. Layup no good. No foul. Claybrook rolls back up on the defensive end. Is Coughlin going to go underneath for Underwood? Underwood's layup up and a good. And the Crusaders trailing 12 now. Timeout. Devin, they, in this quarter, they've come back from down 12 and made it a two-point game. Or come back from around 10 and made it a two-point game. But you're going to need probably the best 4 minutes and 58 seconds of your life to win this one.
Yeah, this is one of those moments that almost seems, you don't want to say it seems a little too far out of reach, because we've seen what the Crusaders can do. We know they can get stops on the defensive end. We know they can score buckets. 12 points is nothing for the Crusaders. But every time they go on a run, St. Albert has always found a way to get themselves out of it. So the Crusaders this time, they need to get that run again, and they need to find a way to stop St. Albert.
And I tell you what, it starts and ends with Ava Underwood and Brooklyn Rutledge. 19-11 for him tonight. Nobody else has over 7. You've got 7 out of there of Molly Wise, but one of those being a three-pointer, 2 of them layups in the first quarter. They've got to shut down Underwood and Rutledge. But then you have Coughlin, who has the ability to dribble drive. You've got some shooters around him. Again, this is going to take one absolute clean game. But it's got to start now. You have to score now.
You have to score now. And then you can see St. Albert, they want to just drive on you, get that ball at the block. You almost have to be willing to let them shoot the three. It doesn't seem like they want to put the ball around the perimeter.
Ella Hydeoff at the corner, cut off, dribbles up to the top now, hands it off for Hart, and she's going to go over and back. They thought it was a tip, but it will be an over and back. And if St. Albert scores here, Devin, this game could get pretty ugly.
Yeah, a basket here, and you're going to start to kind of think it might be the dagger, unfortunately. Just one of those where St. Albert is just so good.
Far side, they pass it over now to Wise, back to Ryan. 25 seconds, Underwood on the inside, drives. She's going to be cut off, no good. Claybrook catches it. It's a 4-on-5 if Kuhn gets going. As Hart going to dribble down the left sideline, she's going to be bumped, and it's a foul on Coughlin. Her second, huge one though, because it puts them closer and closer to that bonus. 58-46 in favor of St. Albert, the defending 1A state champions. Setting a screen for Hart. She comes to the ball, and Claybrook going to catch it. Show drive. Kick to the corner for Clucky. Three-pointer up on the way, short. And it's tipped out. Hydeoff chasing it. She's going to get it, and she's going to be called for the travel. And the contact on that one, I mean, I got to say it. Hydeoff is falling and is getting pushed as she's falling.
Could have went either way. So I think from our vantage point, we could see in front of Hydeoff, so we could see that grab, whereas the official in the back couldn't see that defender. And thus, all he sees is the moving feet. Goes, yep, that's an easy travel.
Coughlin, top of the key, works it to the far side now for Wise. Wise to the corner for Coughlin again. Back up to the top for Wise. To the far side for Ryan. Had the open three. Finds Rutledge in the corner. Guarded heavily by Clucky. Throws it inside. Almost tipped away. Ryan back to Coughlin. 10 to go on the shot clock. Far side for Rutledge. She drives now. Runner up on the way. No good. Underwood with the rebound, and she gets it. Underwood, I mean, just having a stellar performance, 21 on the night, and that could do it, 60-46. Kuhn's got to score again. We said here, but now more than ever. Hoffbauer has it in a charge on Claybrook. And that, there's a fan over there waving at Malia, and Malia getting shoved there in the back as she's walking down the court. And there's a fan completely waving at her there. I'll tell you what, I mean, that's uncalled for. Uncalled for as Claybird's going to head to the bench, but I don't like to say it, and I don't like to get into it, fans, but uncalled for on that far side with the fan sitting in the front. I don't know him. He's a St. Albert fan, but completely uncalled for to wave at a high school girl as she fouls out of her final game as a high schooler.
Yeah, and what a tremendous career if it happens to come to an end tonight for Malia Claybird.
Far side, they're working it across. They're going to play keep away. Wise. Kuhn's got to play kind of catch-up defense here. They're going to work it to the far side. Wise down low for Rutledge. Guarded by Clucky. Jumps right away. Rutledge got it. And that could do it. I mean, got the bucket to go. Inbounds Going to Anna Hart, 3:09 to go. Hart going to dribble back through the defense. Dribbles up the left sideline, or the right sideline. A block going to be called this time on Ryan, but again, I just want to reiterate as a fan, I like when you guys listen to us, but I also like when you're here in person. Don't do that. These are high schoolers. These kids go to class every day. We're all human here, but just do not do that to high school kids.
Yeah, there's no need for it at the high school level. You know, they're putting their heart and soul into this game.
Hydoff throws it across the sideline, or excuse me, the half-court line. As Hart picks it up, she'll drive now. Long jumper up on the way, no good. Rebound taken away this time by Coughlin. And she'll dribble up the left sideline, down 16. Coughlin dribbling inside, splits the defense. Pass to the corner for Wise. Now up to Ryan, far side for Rutledge. Can ice the game with a bucket here, possibly. Coughlin over to the far side again now, Wise. Left wing, looks underneath, finds Coughlin again. Coughlin back over now to Rutledge. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Fires it to the far side. Wise to ice it. 3-point line. Got it. And I tell you what, that's it. Wise knocks down the three. It's 19. Clayburg not on the floor, and Kuhn going to turn the ball over. Nope. They'll call it off of St. Albert. But, I mean, 19-point lead, Devin. Kuhn Rapids Baird struggling in this fourth quarter. They came in down by three. But the pressure and the moment, I feel like, has gotten to the girls. And now it's 19.
Yeah, you can see that in this moment, you can see that St. Albert has been in this game before. They've been in these situations. They know what they're doing. They know how to handle this. Whereas the Crusaders, you know, the last 2 years against Newell Fonda in the fourth quarter, you knew what the outcome was going to be. You already knew it was going to be a loss. This is uncharted territory for these girls, these seniors. And so you're kind of seeing that happen where you're seeing the not normal turnovers from them. You're seeing the officiating kind of bother them more than it normally does. And all in all, it just is adding up to be too much for the girls tonight.
And I will say here, I mean, it doesn't help that the St. Albert's got some really good fans here. I mean, they are working to actively trouble as the ball going to be turned over into the hands of Coughlin here. Back over now to Wise going to spin back in, back over to Coughlin, but I mean, this is where it has been. They've been there and done that. They're going to play keep away for the rest of this game to book their ticket to the 2026 state tournament. We're going to have an interview with Coach McAllister and one of the players after it. I get if the interview does not come till later. Obviously, with this group of seniors, you don't want to, you know, rush them as Rutledge going to, or excuse me, Underwood going to go up and get fouled, and I believe that's on Clucky. She's done, and she will be. She'll be her fourth, just her fourth. Maddie Mason going to check into the ballgame, though. Maya Downing coming in. Subs for Coon Rapids Bear going to come into the ballgame now. Nope, we're going to go after the free throw instead. So we'll put Underwood to the line to shoot two, but I think the big turning point was just Coon giving up those four in a row after making the three when they were down by a couple. It's the first one going to go up and no good, but I mean, you had the chances there. The effort was there. I don't know where you go from here now. You look to next year, but, I mean, if we're looking at the people that you're losing, Clucky, Hart, Downing, Hoffauer, Clayburg, Hydoff, Wiskus, and Mason, as we're going to check in all seniors. Shot out and a good there. As Wiskus going to check in, Maddie Mason going to check in, and Maya Downing going to check in. Clucky going to check out, and it'll be a standing ovation here as people come into their feet for the senior group for the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders. Anna Hart still on the floor. Hart going to dribble through the defense, gets all the way to the front court now, drives in, pass it over to Wiskus. She puts up the shot, no good. Backside rebound tipped out by Underwood. But 66-46, Devin, this one's coming to a close. But, you know, what a season the Crusaders had. What a season that they put out there. As Wiskus going to mishandle it. Hart going to come up. She's going to go up. No good. Rebound coming out for Rutledge. But we'll talk about it when we get to the Mackey Motors tailgate, kind of what they had done this season. Maybe one of the best years the Crusaders have had for girls basketball, if not the best year. Amelia Eddy, Lauren Cook going to check in. St. Albert going to send five new girls in. Under a minute going to tick off here now. But three straight regional finals. None of them going to be, obviously, the state, but you cannot discredit what Coon Rapids Baird has done. As Layup up and no good for Underwood. Her second chance layup up and good for Ryan. And a timeout from St. Albert. Just to get some subs in, we got Sophia Denton checking in. We got Eva Jones checking in. Alexi Darrington checking in. Larmy out there as well. And it looks like they only have four girls on the floor as of right now. Anna Hart going to head to the sideline as she hugs head coach Caitlin McAllister. And obviously you're going to see the tears come out. Downing dribbling down, finds Eddie. 40 seconds to go here in this ball game. Lauren Cook now has it. Dribbles down baseline. She spins back, kick out to Eddie. Eddie to her right, bounce pass now to Downing. Downing back to Eddie at the top of the key, over to Cook now. 16 seconds to go. Cook going to drive, layup up and good for Lauren Cook as she knocks it down. She'll be a bright piece for the Crusaders next year. Eddie will. Crusaders kind of going to have to do a rebuild, though, as this time going to click tick off. Devin, what a season the Crusaders had as they fall 68-48 here in the sub-state final. Just a smidge short of where they wanted to be.
Yeah, just a smidge short, like you said. Obviously, the ultimate goal is to make it to state. You know, congratulations to the Saints on getting to state again. That'll be their 10th appearance all time at the state tournament and their third straight. But what an unbelievable group of seniors that the Crusaders are going to lose. Like you said, you're probably going to be looking at rebuilding next year, but there is a lot of athleticism in this underclassmen group. So there's still hope, but it's just going to be right now so tough looking at what you lose in productivity.
And you look, and this is what it is. There's two sides to every high school event, the winning side and the losing side. The tears come from one team and joy for another here as Coon Rapids Bear is going to end their season 19-6. And a regional final appearance. Devin and I can step away while we're Mackey Motors tailgate. Coming up next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Hoyt Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, proud to stand behind our hometown athletes on the court, on the field, and everywhere in between. From every layup to every three-pointer, you bring the heart, hustle, and true hometown pride all season long. Your dedication, teamwork, and hard work inspires our community, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Hoyt Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, proudly supporting our Crusaders.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profit.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
What a season for the Crusader girls as they fall 68-48 tonight. Devin's got a real long list that he's going to share with us of what this group of girls, this senior group, means to the Crusaders and what they have done this year.
Yeah, and like you say, it's just this year, and I don't have everything necessarily updated number-wise since their game going against Martinsdale. But I know they broke the school record for most threes in a season. That was previously held by the 2005-2006 team. Anna Hart, school record, most assists in a season. I also know she has most assists in a game, most assists in the career. So she's going to go down as one of the best basketball players in CRB. Malia Clayburgh, most blocks in a game. She's also third in career scoring. Anna is sixth in career scoring. Malia was third in career rebounds. Anna, first in career assists, like I had mentioned. Aubrey Hochbauer, sixth in career assists. Malia, tenth in assists in her career. Anna, career leader in steals in a game, in a single season, in a career. Malia, second in career steals. Aubrey, seventh. Anna was a top 15 person in all classes in the state in steals. I mean, this senior group is just going to be so hard to replace. Then you look outside of basketball, what they do. You have Malia Clayburgh going to Kirkwood to play volleyball. Anna Hart's going to continue playing basketball at Iowa Western. Maddie Mason, who although, she doesn't play a whole lot, still a vital role. She's going to Simpson for track and field. And then you had Ashton Klucke announced today she's going to go play volleyball. Half of your senior class is going to college to play. It's such an athletic group, and it's going to be so hard to replace that.
And you can feel kind of the atmosphere here for the Crusaders heartbroken, I would say, because if you look out there, I mean, they're all out there waiting. But if you look, I mean, this was one of those groups that, and by the way, Exira right now, 57-38. So Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, congratulations to them. Congratulations to Tom Peterson. They're making a trip down to the state tournament, which will be next Tuesday or next Wednesday. We're believing that they'll play at 5 o'clock as the 6th seed. They'll play the 3 seed unless somebody were to get upset tonight. But, I mean, even for me, it's hard for me because one of the first teams I cover here, Coon Rapids Baird, I've seen these girls for now 2 years. I know them pretty well. I mean, they are a fun group of girls to cover here. But, again, we'll have Coach McAllister will have one of the girls maybe coming up. I understand, you know, with the season coming to an end, if they don't want to interview. But Caitlin will more than likely be coming up here. Devin, next year you're going to be having now Lauren and Amelia kind of being your two cornerstones. We'll see what you got for eighth graders. But after that, it's going to take a lot from the rest of these girls to kind of build what the Crusaders have had.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to replace it simply because, you know, when you have those eight seniors, they've played basketball together their entire life. Marissa and I saw a picture of them freshman year, and the only girl in the class of freshmen 4 years ago that's not playing is someone that's no longer at school at CRB. So, and you don't see that in any school, really. You know, an entire group of girls or even boys stick together throughout their entire high school career.
We got St. Albert also, you know, cutting down the net here. Congratulations to them in the season that they've had, obviously making it down to the state tournament again, defending state champions. But, I mean, Coon Rapids Bear took the defending state champions, took one of the best teams in Class 1A, and they pushed them to the brink. Just could not come up. We're looking at the scoring here, 20-13 first quarter, 16-14 Coon Rapids Bear second quarter, 15-13 Coon in the third quarter, and 21-4 in the fourth quarter. That's what really did it here, looking at some of the scoring as well. Aubrey Hoffbauer, 13, 14 Malia Clayburgh, 16 from Anna Hart here. Anna Hart, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. Malia, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals. Devin, we're kind of just going to do this on the air. Who do you think player of the game is? Because for me, I mean, Malia and Anna, they've got to be 1A, 1B almost.
I was going to say, in my mind, it's almost co-player because both of them just played such a vital role. And when Malia was on the floor, she was the best player for CRB. But then when Malia was off the floor, Anna took that role. If you ask me, I think those two are both deserving of it. I don't know how you could pick one over the other.
I think for me, I'm going to go with Anna Hart. Led the team in scoring with 16. Gutsy performance. Was bleeding in her nose after the first quarter. Bumps and bruises everywhere. Got battered in the backcourt. Still able to come out with 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. Led them in rebounds, tied with Ashton Klucky. Led them in assists, tied for steals with Malia. Led them in points. But, I mean, still a gutsy performance. Goes out there, bumps and bruises everywhere. I mean, hit from every which angle in the backcourt. Still able to get through and lead them in two or three statistical categories. But we're going to go ahead and step away. I think we'll have Caitlin and some of the girls coming up eventually here. I don't know exactly when, but we will sometime.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their 8 lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks. Perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good Luck Crusaders from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
About 100 times on her way up here. She's trying to make her way up here. I can see her. She kind of looked up right away. She's starting to make her way over now, but she's got to go also through the horde of St. Albert fans. Devin, I just want to tell you thank you for joining us here today. You'll be down there on Saturday, but it's been a fun ride between girls and boys, kind of hanging on here. We got one more chance with the Coon Rapids Baird boys. I'm not going to be there. It'll be you and Nick, but we've got one more chance at a state appearance. And what a team for both teams. I mean, girls and boys both. Coon Rapids Baird, three straight years of being in the top two for the Rolling Valley Conference as well. I kind of had that in mind. Last year they won it. They battled with Exira for 2 years, lost to Cam the first year. Yep. But Caitlin's starting to make her way up here. Devin, thank you for joining us. Thank you for Saturday as well.
Thank you for having me. It's been a fun ride, and I appreciate you guys letting me join you. And I look forward to calling the game Saturday, and hopefully I get to talk to you guys in Des Moines for boys state basketball.
Yeah, it'll be a fun one here as we keep things rolling along. Caitlin making her way up is...
There's just not a good way to get up to this.
No. You got to either go all the way around or you got to go up through kind of the far side. But she's starting to make her way through. I felt bad because she's got to go through all of the horde of both teams to make her way up here. So, but
perfect. Thank you again, Mason.
Thank you, Devin, as well as Caitlin's going to jump in with us here. Coach, we can let you take a seat, but you guys had it there for a minute. The kind of phrase that I used, I mean, you guys had the door cracked.
Yep.
Just could not break down the door. A couple of times you were down two, a couple of times you were down three, though. But I kind of joked, that might have been the best three-point shooting night Malia Clayburgh has ever seen in practice or in the gym.
Yep.
I mean, three for three.
Yep.
But looking at the girls tonight, what an effort they had. But what were the talks like when you guys were down three compared to when it was 10-15?
Well, it was just we're in it. We had every chance to win. There were a couple calls that didn't go our way that probably should have gone our way we didn't get. And make a couple free throws to make it a zero or tied game and things like that. And, I mean, I can't express how proud I am. So,
you guys break the record for most threes by a team this year in Coon Rapids Baird history. Tonight, 8 field goals, 8 three-pointers. I mean, you proved it tonight. For anyone that goes out there and says, I mean, you guys shoot 24%, but if you look at it tonight, three-point shooting-wise, you got to be happy with the way that they shot the ball.
Yeah, we shoot well in a big gym. So that was kind of a thing that we talked about before the game is just keep doing what we're doing. We've told them all season that we don't want quick threes, and today we were like, you know what, that might be the best shot we're going to get. So we took some quick threes, and they fell for us, and unfortunately just didn't go the way we wanted it to.
I mean, you guys... 3 years straight, Newell Fonda for two, St. Albert now. But this year, I felt like this is the chance. I mean, you guys had it right there, but in the fourth quarter, what did you feel like they did against you?
We got it a two-point game, and then we lost Malia. We struggled to get past 44, I think it was. And they could make some shots, and we didn't make them. And we kind of struggled to take care of the ball in the fourth. I thought we did a great job with the press the whole game and just kind of struggled from that. So.
And then, I mean, you turn around here, you see Miss Anna Hart standing there tonight, 16-4, 4-4. I mean, right away had something going on with her nose. I don't know if it was blood or something, but, I mean, bruised, battered, hit the floor about 100 times. The effort was there from the girls. What were the talks like after the game about the effort, about the game that you guys had?
It's hard. I was fortunate enough to teach these guys for 5 years and then coach them for 4 years, and it's one of those things that I told the underclassmen how lucky they are to have this group ahead of them. And it doesn't always probably seem that way at practice. They're probably tired of them. But just how fortunate they are. And I think the underclassmen know that they can be here. They can be here and they can do exactly the same thing. And they got to practice against this group for so long that that was kind of the conversation. I said they're very lucky. And I just told the seniors, thank you. We never have to worry about what effort they're going to put in. They go 100% every time, and all 8 of them, I just cannot thank them enough.
I tell you what, Caitlin, thank you for everything this season. Phenomenal season from you guys. I was head coach Caitlin McAllister. I think we're going to have Anna Hart jump on here with us as well. I don't know if we should let you take a seat. I mean, you hit the floor about 100 times.
Oh, I know.
But tonight, I mean, physicality at an all-time high. I said, I mean, you probably haven't had a physical game like this. Cam probably in there, Exira in there, Newell Fonda last year, but was that what you were expecting from the St. Albert team?
Yeah, definitely. They've been good all year. They're ranked number three for a reason. So we knew we had to come out here and play our game. And I think we played one of the best basketball we played all year. We moved the ball. We took shots that we aren't used to taking, and we were able to see them fall. So being able to just play our game really helped us out.
How are you feeling, by the way? I mean, bloody nose there for a minute, hit the floor a couple of times. I kind of joked, did it fix your ponytail there for a minute? Everything was going wrong for you.
Oh, I know.
But, I mean, are you feeling all right at least?
Yeah, I'm going to be sore tomorrow, let's just say.
Well, I mean, you got school tomorrow. That helps.
Maybe I'll miss. We'll see.
We'll see. I mean, but tonight you play in a gym like Harlan with the history that this gym has and how big it is. Your fans really showed out. I mean, it was a nice fan showing for you guys. Are you happy to see that as well?
Yeah, we have a great community. The boys are going far this year. Hopefully they make it to state. And every night, we always have a big crowd. It's so nice to see that our community supports our sports so well. And even my family, they all drive so far, and it's just amazing.
So are you going to go over to Sioux City front row, right in front of the student section?
Yeah, I'm hoping to make it out there. We'll see.
But for you as well, Anna, Iowa Western coming up next for basketball. We've heard that announcement for a little bit. Finally got our interview with you as well. But, I mean, what's next now between, I know, track, softball obviously coming up, but what's next basketball-wise between then and now?
Yeah, I'm hoping to just take it one step at a time, hopefully make it to state track again this year with these girls. And softball, hopefully we'll go farther than last year. And I'm just hoping to take it one step at a time. The coach is really good about reaching out. He says I can come visit whenever, so hopefully we'll just see where the journey takes me.
I tell you what, we'll cover you coming up in track and softball, hopefully to see you down there at state as well, but thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was Anna Hart joining us. She earned our Culver's a player of the game here tonight. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in here tonight. Again, Exira Elkhorn-Kimbleton won their matchup, so we will have them down at state coming up next Wednesday.